Triple M Breakfast, brought to you by the Toyota Workhorse Range, the most important tool you'll ever own.
The Grill Team and Toyota Workhorse. Project Renault, helping rebuild the Cabravale Diggers Club Rooms.
It's in a really poor state. The amenities are shocking. I've tried so hard to do what we can to make it just a little bit better, but it's really hard without funding, you know?
The Grill Team, live from Boss and Jack Oval at Denver Park.
Right on 7:30, it's the Grill Team with Gus MG and Maddie Johns here. We're here at Boss and Jack Oval. A huge thank you to our mates at the Toyota Workhorse Range, the most trusted tool you'll ever own for making it all possible, getting here today.
Now, we've got a great friend here at the Grill Team. He's been a Grill Team listener, well, as long as we've been on air. And, look, as a footballer, he was one of the great champions of our game, particularly for the Parramatta Club. His first year in retirement established himself as a genuine media star. But unfortunately, in the second year, he's been teamed up with a bloke called Brian Fletcher, and he's just turned into an absolute hillbilly. Of course, I talk about Nathan Hindmarsh.
Yeah!
Heine!
Morning.
Hey, Heine. Welcome.
Now, before we talk to Heine, let's have a listen to Brian Fletcher and Nathan Hindmarsh a couple of months ago down at Bondi Beach.
Well, let's not. No, that's fine. We can just have a chat to Heine
good
then.
Good start.
Oh, mate, that's that idiot Becco Maddie back in the studios. Let us down.
Becco, well, come in there.
Have we got it there, guys?
I'm here from the Church of Scientology. I'm
not doing that.
I'm here from the Church of Scientology.
Mate, I will get... Someone will...
They won't.
Track you down. Tom Cruise will track you down and he will kill me.
Go to the lifeguard tower.
I'm not going in the lifeguard tower. They got a job to do.
Just talking to myself, mate. It's all right. Do it all the time. Finally, get him to a pyramid. Yeah, now...
Come on.
Three of you.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Now whip me like a donkey.
Now whip me like a donkey.
Hit me on the bottom. Hit me on the bottom.
That was good.
That was a
good. Look at me people going, look at these beach.
Whip me like a donkey. They knew they could speak plenty of English.
Heine, welcome.
Thanks. Now that was more. That's more of a visual thing. I think so. It didn't really work that well.
I think you're right there, Heine. Good to see you, mate. How are you going? How are you enjoying your Monday nights with Maddie and with Fletch and Gordy?
I hate it. It's the worst part of your week. Sick of working with Fletch everywhere I go. Where's your mate Fletch? Well, he's not obviously here, is he, mate? Look around. Did you see him? No. So, it's good. I like it. I love him Monday nights. It's the best part of the week.
Heine, we pick up the Telegraph today, mate. Your guest editor yesterday, the Daily Telegraph.
Yeah, had a lot to do with the sport there yesterday. Made a fair few big decisions, like what photos to put in there and headlines and all that type of stuff. But it
So you're the man behind the Todd Carney and Mercedes photo, Corby?
I did see that break yesterday. You know, they said, come on, have a look at this photo. And I went, okay.
The bubbler. Yeah. The bubbler and the smuggler.
Yes. So that was me as well. Yeah got
nice,
that out there.
Nice job. Now, the business end of the season, we're starting to head there. And Fox Sports, of course, firing up for the business end. We've seen that promo. But, Heine, your team, Parramatta, there'll be a lot of Parramatta fans here. What's your thoughts?
I think they're obviously going a lot better than what they have been the last couple of years with the two wooden spoons. Brad Arthur and his coaching staff out there are doing a tremendous job. And he's got the boys fired. I think they've gone away a bit from the good stuff they were doing at the start of the year. But other than that, you know, it's been a successful year so far. Got the Sharkies this weekend, which is going to be a tough one. But I'm confident they can make the eight.
Fui, 200 games this weekend.
Yeah, the big food dog, yeah. 200. Yeah, good on him. So congratulations to Fui from where he came from. Brian Smith brought him from South, and he couldn't run 100 metres without having a rest. So he's he's done a great job, yeah. Food dog.
Bloody oath.
What about this competition, though? I mean, so many teams so close together. I mean, someone said to me on Twitter the other day, the Roosters may not make the eight if they don't win a couple of extra games. That would have been unheard of even 6 weeks ago. Yeah, so you win a couple of games, you go top four, you lose a couple, you end up 12th, 13th.
And I find that exciting. You know, you put your tips in each week, and you don't know who you're going to pick, or you don't know who's going to win those games. So a lot of it's a toss of the coin, but this last five rounds of the competition are going to be really good, and everyone's going to keep an eye on who they've got coming up. Mm. You know, as a supporter of the Eels, I'm following who they've got coming up, who they can win, who they're expecting to win.
That's what it's all about.
As an ex-player, recently retired ex-player, you've also been you're in the media now, so you get paid for your opinion. What have you made the latest Tigers thing between, you know, obviously your mate on Matty's show, Gordy, and Mick Potter? What's your view over it?
I can see both sides of the story. You know, working with Gordy on Monday nights, I know what type of bloke he is. And he's a straight shooter. You know, and as he said, he was kind of backed into a corner a bit, and people were going to, you know, accuse him of being a liar, and he didn't want that because he's not a liar. So I can see both sides of the story there. So, you know, Robbie said something to him.
On the field.
You know, we talk a lot out in the green room, behind stage, backstage, about certain things, and we don't expect them to get aired. And Gordy, from what he's saying, you know, he didn't want to bring that up. But when people started accusing him of not getting his facts right and not telling the truth, well, he had no other option, really.
So. Anyone who's ever played against Gordon, now, if you back him into a corner, there's going to be carnage. And there certainly was.
Yeah,
hey,
one
boys,
way or the other,
let's turn the table on its head. Right, we're talking about top eight. Who's going to get the wooden spoon? Now, at the moment, there's three contenders. There's Newcastle, there's Cronulla, and there's Ricky's Canberra.
Mm. Well, let me take it from here, mate, with all my experience, Matty.
Please do, Gus.
I honestly believe it's not going to be Newcastle. I think it comes down
I don't think it will be.
So I think it's going to be Canberra, and I think it's going to be the Sharky. So it's out of those two. And who's got the hardest run in? Well, you've probably got to think it's going to be the Raiders. So I would say the Raiders. Jeez, what do you think, boys?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Raiders might get it this year.
That wouldn't be great for Ricky Stewart, would it? When you think about his coaching record since the Roosters win in 2002, it hasn't been terrific.
Well, one thing about Ricky, look, he takes losses with a grain of salt. It wouldn't really worry him. We'll take a break. Stay with us, Heine.
Yeah, more with Nathan Hindmarsh in just a minute. The Grill Team live from Boz and Jack Oval in a Denver Park.